listening test. In this interview with multimillionaire Mark Allen, who owns a publishing company, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Publishing company. Overcome. Reach. Wealth. Goals. Prevent. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Mark, how would you describe yourself?
I am basically lazy. I manage my publishing company on less than 30 hours a week. I sleep until 11 a.m., take Mondays off, and spend Sundays with my family. Completely disconnected from work.
Here is an example of a question. How does Mark Allen spend Sundays? He gets up at 11 a.m. He disconnects from work. He takes the day off. The correct answer is, he disconnects from work. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it 3 times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not a letter. You must not write more than 1 answer for each question.
Mark, why did you want to become a millionaire? What was your motivation?
Being a millionaire is not so important. There are far more important things, such as family, friends, and doing what you love to do in life. I realized that the most important thing for me was to do what I wanted to do in my life. Money is central to our lives, but money has little to do with the things that make life happier. I simply decided I wanted to be a millionaire when I was 30 years old, when I was unemployed and could hardly pay the $65 a month rent on my single room apartment, because doing what I love to do is far easier with money than it is with no money.
What does a person need to become a millionaire today?
The intention to succeed. That's all you ever need. That's all people have ever needed. There are just as many opportunities, problems and adversities today as there were a generation ago and 100 years ago. But for every adversity, there has always been an opportunity to overcome it.
What prevents people from becoming rich?
Our own doubts and fears are the only things that prevent us from obtaining greater wealth or reaching our goals. The majority of the work you need to do is internal, your own doubts and fears. Our doubts and fears are not true in themselves, but our thinking makes them real. We can change your thinking. The truth is, everyone has dreams and goals. It's just a matter of focusing our mind in the right direction, going for that dream, that goal, and overcoming the doubts and fears.
What is the 10% solution, and why do you recommend it?
There's nothing new in it. It has been said a million times. Save 10% of what you earn. Start now and get into the habit of saving. And once you start saving, give away at least 10% of what you earn. The benefits of this are tremendous for you and for the world. Now you're living on 80% of your income, saving 10% and giving 10% away to people and organizations that are doing something useful in the world. These two simple steps, saving 10% and giving away 10%, are the keys to a better life and a better world.
What does your typical work day look like?
From Tuesday to Friday, I go into my office. I get there between 1 o'clock and 2:30. I never work over 30 hours a week. I come into the office and take care of my publishing company, New World Library.
Is there a connection between wealth and spirituality?
There is no conflict between wealth and spirituality, unless you create it in your mind. I can pursue financial success and still have plenty of time for rest, writing, reflecting, playing music, looking at the clouds, or just doing nothing. We are all physical beings with physical needs and spiritual beings with spiritual needs. Spirituality gives us purpose in life and puts everything into perspective. We're not just here to become wealthy, isolated individuals. We're here to love and serve ourselves, humanity, the planet, and the environment. That's what's important in life.
What advice would you give to people who are intending to become millionaires?
Take risks. Also, don't fear failure. Every successful person has had failures. If you intend to be successful, each failure is just another step on your way to your success.
What projects are you working on now?
Music is always a big part of my life too. My latest album is called Awakening. It's beautiful instrumental music, and you can listen to that and all the rest of my music for free at Watercourse Media. Enjoy, and best wishes for your success.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Now you will hear the text again.
Mark, why did you want to become a millionaire? What was your motivation?
Being a millionaire is not so important. There are far more important things, such as family, friends, and doing what you love to do in life. I realized that the most important thing for me was to do what I wanted to do in my life. Money is central to our lives, but money has little to do with the things that make life happier. I simply decided I wanted to be a millionaire when I was 30 years old, when I was unemployed and could hardly pay the $65 a month rent on my single room apartment, because doing what I love to do is far easier with money than it is with no money.
What does a person need to become a millionaire today?
The intention to succeed. That's all you ever need. That's all people have ever needed. There are just as many opportunities, problems, and adversities today as there were a generation ago and 100 years ago. But for every adversity, there has always been an opportunity to overcome it.
What prevents people from becoming rich?
Our own doubts and fears are the only things that prevent us from obtaining greater wealth or reaching our goals. The majority of the work you need to do is internal, your own doubts and fears. Our doubts and fears are not true in themselves, but our thinking makes them real. We can change our thinking. The truth is, everyone has dreams and goals. It's just a matter of focusing our mind in the right direction, going for that dream, that goal, and overcoming the doubts and fears.
What is the 10% solution, and why do you recommend it?
There's nothing new in it. It has been said a million times. Save 10% of what you earn. Start now and get into the habit of saving. And once you start saving, give away at least 10% of what you earn. The benefits of this are tremendous for you and for the world. Now you're living on 80% of your income, saving 10% and giving 10% away to people and organizations that are doing something useful in the world. These two simple steps, saving 10% and giving away 10%, are the keys to a better life and a better world.
What does your typical work day look like?
From Tuesday to Friday, I go into my office. I get there between 1 o'clock and 2:30. I never work over 30 hours a week. I come into the office and take care of my publishing company, New World Library.
Is there a connection between wealth and spirituality?
There is no conflict between wealth and spirituality, unless you create it in your mind. I can pursue financial success and still have plenty of time for rest, writing, reflecting, playing music, looking at the clouds, or just doing nothing. We are all physical beings with physical needs and spiritual beings with spiritual needs. Spirituality gives us purpose in life and puts everything into perspective. We're not just here to become wealthy, isolated individuals. We're here to love and serve ourselves, humanity, the planet, and the environment. That's what's important in life.
What advice would you give to people who are intending to become millionaires?
Take risks. Also, don't fear failure. Every successful person has had failures. If you intend to be successful, each failure is just another step on your way to your success.
What projects are you working on now?
Music is always a big part of my life too. My latest album is called Awakening. It's beautiful instrumental music, and you can listen to that and all the rest of my music for free at Watercourse Media. Enjoy, and best wishes for your success.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Mark, why did you want to become a millionaire? What was your motivation?
Being a millionaire is not so important. There are far more important things, such as family, friends, and doing what you love to do in life. I realized that the most important thing for me was to do what I wanted to do in my life. Money is central to our lives, but money has little to do with the things that make life happier. I simply decided I wanted to be a millionaire when I was 30 years old, when I was unemployed and could hardly pay the $65 a month rent on my single room apartment. Because doing what I love to do is far easier with money than it is with no money.
What does a person need to become a millionaire today?
The intention to succeed. That's all you ever need. That's all people have ever needed. There are just as many opportunities, problems, and adversities today as there were a generation ago and 100 years ago. But for every adversity, there has always been an opportunity to overcome it.
What prevents people from becoming rich?
Our own doubts and fears are the only things that prevent us from obtaining greater wealth or reaching our goals. The majority of the work you need to do is internal, your own doubts and fears. Our doubts and fears are not true in themselves, but Our thinking makes them real. We can change our thinking. The truth is, everyone has dreams and